This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, the global era of tax transparency is certainly here and has been some time in the making. All over the world, we've seen new laws enacted, from the Common Reporting Standard to FATCA. The automatic exchange of information regulations over in Europe were developed almost a decade ago as a new sort of cure-all in the fight against tax fraud for developed countries' tax administrations. However, while the purpose of this increased transparency is indeed legitimate in a world where we are seeing base erosion and profit shifting and schemes concocted to hide tax illegally, certainly in its current form, it is raising some genuine difficulties regarding some fundamental principles in law. There's this tension between the sharing of information on the one hand and our right to protect our data and privacy on the other. Nell Schumann is an assistant director for private clients at Maitland, and he gave a talk on this topic at a conference at the Fiduciary Institute of Southern Africa in September. Evening, Nell.
Good evening, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Just set the scene here. There has been, as I said, a very deliberate push over the past few years to promote the automatic exchange of information globally. What has this led to in the form of legislation compelling government tax authorities to comply?
Yes, so at the moment, what is commonly referred to as the Common Reporting Standard is a body of rules that's been adopted across the world, and the end result is that if you're a South African person, any offshore bank account or any most credible jurisdictions, so all of Europe, most sort of credible jurisdictions where people would want to put their money offshore will be reporting into the system, and that will be fed off to SARS. This will also include information in relation to trust. So even if you were a settlor, or even in the case of a protector who doesn't actually have any economic interest in the trust, your name will be fed into this international web of exchange of information, and SARS will essentially get informed on any trust you have a connection to or offshore bank account. So this is just, like you say, to set the scene. There's this global exchange that happens automatically between, again, most of the credible jurisdictions where you would want to be, putting your money offshore.
It does seem like an extraordinary development that has just sort of happened without any meaningful pushback. Why has there been such an acceptance to this sort of encroachment on personal privacy?
That's a brilliant question, Michael, and I think if one just takes a step back, it all started with the Americans that introduced FATCA. FATCA was a means by which they essentially forced the whole world to start reporting to them, to the IRS, on any interest held by an American person in the offshore realm. And so America used a threat of an enormous penalty to essentially force all of the banks and financial institutions to do this harvesting of information on their behalf. And so that was really where the sort of bulk exchange of information kicked off, in the sense of tax, getting taxpayers' information around. And then the OECD in France, the European body, they jumped on board and said, why don't we develop a similar thing that facilitates reciprocal exchange for the rest of the world? And jurisdictions jumped onto this with great eagerness because it promised them access to information on their taxpayers' information in relation to offshore interests held by those taxpayers in a way that's never been available before. But as you say, it has resulted in a huge shift in the degree to which people enjoy a right to privacy to their information.
And one needs to be quite clear here. I'm certainly not advocating for hiding earnings illegally from SARS or the taxpayer, but one has to balance the rights here between personal privacy, personal data security. Anyone who's watched, I think it's The Greatest Hack, will be very mindful of the power that some of the big tech companies, for example, have over our data at the moment. And increasingly, we're seeing governments and tax authorities with similar power. Yet at the same time, we've also got this drive globally for increased privacy in the form of the General Data Protection Act, for example, which was introduced last year. How does that tension play off?
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, you're right. I mean, so just to go back to what the world used to be like before the CRS and FATCA, if South Africa wanted access to information on a South African resident bank account held by a foreign bank, they had to approach this bank, and in terms of the existing framework of agreements before the CRS, they had to show some basis for the suspicion. And on that basis, they're saying, look, we suspect that there's tax evasion with this individual. Please, can you disclose their information in relation to their account to us? And that would then allow for the general right to privacy, this fundamental right to privacy, to be violated because there was a legitimate cause and there was a clear link between the desired outcome, which is curbing tax evasion, and what is being asked for. But what you see with a CRS, it's a bulk harvesting of information. So essentially what's happening here is it's like throwing a massive net into a tank of fish and saying, well, there may be two of them in there that's got tax evasion, but we'll allow the 100 or the 1,000 or the 1,000,000 others of the fish to suffer the same kind of violation just because, you know, we might catch two. So it's a very simplified example, but the point is the law requires that you have to be proportionate. You can't just do what's effective. You have to show why you're doing what you're doing. And essentially what's happening at the moment is there's quite a big pushback, and we're seeing this in light of some decisions that are coming through in the European Court of Justice, Court of Human Rights, all sorts of decisions that haven't been applied to the CRS in particular, or hasn't been decided on the CRS in particular, but they have been applied to similar bulk information harvesting provisions. And a lot of these decisions are indicating that the courts are essentially saying you can't just do that, because it's almost like saying, well, there's a riot in Foot Tracker Road, let's just throw an atomic bomb because it will solve the problem. You have to be more specific. You have to use rubber bullets, because if you know what I'm saying, that's what the rule of proportionality is all about.
Sledgehammer to kill a fly.
That is exactly it, you know. And so the courts are saying this is a one-way, street, and it has to be balanced with the right to privacy. And this is where this pushback is coming from. I mean, you have the Competition Commission of the EU Parliament that decided on FATCA in particular. Now, FATCA is very similar to the CRS on a number of counts. And they've said, in particular to FATCA, they've said that because that FATCA doesn't narrow down the information that's being sort of collected to those who are suspected of tax evasion, it is not in line with a new law, the GDPR, General Data Protection Rule, that's come out last year, and essentially what's being said here is they're balancing this right to privacy, and it's like I said, there's a pushback. So we might see a bit of interesting development on this front. Where it will end up, I don't know, but as I said, certainly at the moment there seems to be quite a lot of court decisions that indicate that the whole CRS exchange mechanism could be challengeable.
And looks like perhaps that pendulum, as it tends to do, has swung a little bit too far in the one direction. It might look that the shift to the sort of tax transparency may have reached its limit and be heading back. Nell, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for tonight, but thanks so much for sharing the latest on the world of offshore structures, a very interesting development, and we'll certainly be paying very close attention. Take care.